Heard about Anchor? It is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your own phone or computer. Anchor will also distribute your podcast so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more podcast platforms. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 145 of YWC Football Talk. Yes, I'm doing this on Saturday, January 15th at 11:45 p.m. Look, I'm going to come on and say it. Patriots got their asses kicked tonight. I know people are probably coming out here and expecting me to say something along the lines as I fix my mic because I realize it's a little low and I'd rather have it, like, you know, close to me so you can see it and I can be professional. But look, also, in other news, look, I got a Matt Judon jersey. I know he didn't have the most back half of the season, that was great. But you know what? Sometimes you have to do stuff you don't like. Sometimes you have to do stuff you don't like. I know I said it twice, but this is what this is. This is a very uncomfortable podcast for me to do. Look, Leafs fan, Raptors fan, Toronto FC fan, Toronto Blue Jay fan, the end of football season is always the most difficult to comprehend. The end of football season absolutely sucks. You know it's coming. It's the season that we talk about year-round. It's the reason why, as I fix the lighting in here, it's the season that you anticipate the most and you look forward to the most, but when it's gone, and it sucks. It's like a part of you gets taken away from you. Tonight's not an easy pill to swallow, no. Did there are moments where I may have gone on Twitter and said stuff that may appear homerish? Yeah. But I'm going to back it up, and I basically, it's like what I said before, I came on here and I owned up to the facts of me saying, look, the Patriots got their asses kicked tonight. Defense was a huge issue tonight. Special teams was a huge issue. Offensive, we just couldn't get anything going. It was literally a game of Murphy's Law. Like, Mac Jones, I'm going to say this, and for the people too out there who think that Mac Jones is just a check down Charlie or a check down Charlie, but with Joe Flacco moments where he can get a few deep balls out there, great, believe it. But you know what? I still see potential in this kid. The fact that he just stayed in their pocket. He stayed composed. Look, this was his best game against the Bills. And that included a game where he threw for three passes. If you compare tonight to week 16, he was miles better tonight. I thought he looked good. And I'm here to say this too. And I'm going to give a very special shout out to a man that's been on this podcast twice. He puts things into perspective for me. And I always think differently when I talk to him. And that's Ray Rout. Because look, when it was 1-3 or 1-2, when he last was the first time he's on, he basically came to me and said, look, this isn't about now. This is about the future. Look to 2022, look to 23, look to 24. And I started to believe that back in September when I was like, all right, especially after the Bucs loss and the Cowboys loss, when we were 2-4. Think about that. We went from 2-4. We finished the season on a 6-3 run. Now, obviously, three of those losses came in our last four games, which is not exactly a bright spot. But there's a few things that I can honestly take away from this season. It was the second year of a rebuild. We were 7-9 last year when we could have easily been 4-12 or 3-13. This team, with any other head coach besides Bill Belichick, I think finishes out of the playoff picture. I don't want to go ahead and put a record on 2022, but honestly, he came on here and said this, Ray said this. If they were to backtrack in 2022 and say finish with a 9-8 record or an 8-9 record, would I be shocked at this point? No. This offseason obviously is very different from last. No one really knows what to expect. Because like last season was like, look, okay, 7-9, we missed the playoffs, and then we had the money to spend, and we went there, we fucked around, and we spent the money. This offseason is very different because you in my opinion, they have to figure out what they are and what their true identity is going forward. Now I'm not gonna be on here saying, look, we're going to be coming for it next year. No, this is Buffalo's division. This will be Buffalo's division for the foreseeable future. My only question for them is two things. One, why do you play We Are the Champions after winning the wild card game? That proves my little brother theory until you win a Super Bowl still exists. And the other one is, how are you going to be able to do it with him making all his money? It's like how the questions are surrounding the Chiefs saying, how are you going to maneuver? How are you going to tinker? And also, too, if they lose any of their head coaches. My other thing, let's just all have to say about them, but you know what? Kudos to the Bills. They deserve it. They earned it. And for the first time ever on this podcast, they're making me do this. And look, people could come back and say to me like, oh, why are you doing this? It sucks. You know what? I was trying to do a dry January to myself, but Shit happens. Oh, that burns. Shut up, Arsenal. Here's my big thing with tonight. They got their butts kicked. But more than me coming on here, I could rant about them getting their butts kicked all day. But you know what? I'm owning up to it. We lost. We did not look good. It was an ugly game. But I'll back up so I can show you further. I stood there for 60 minutes. I did not. I know I did that. I didn't consume any alcohol. No, I had a couple of Dr. Peppers during the game. But look. Do you see it? For those of YouTube, you see the number 9. Number 9, Judon. There's more important things in life to football. Football is a great part of my life. I love it. It's brought me many friends. I get to do this. Who knows, man? I get to do this for a living one day. Who knows? I got a job. I'm getting married. That's still fucking surreal to me. This guy right here is getting married. There's pictures of her on my desk. Your boy's getting married. Your boy asked a girl to marry him. She said yes. And those are the things in life I get to look forward to. I get to plan a wedding. I get to plan a future with someone who I'm madly in love with. I get to look forward to this podcast, coming on here, talking to people, no matter who you're a team of. Am I going to have to eat some crow next week and say and admit to some stuff I don't want to? Absolutely. But for now, this is me. You're getting raw, pure emotional me. The other reason why I want to shout out Ray is because a lot of the stuff that he said on this podcast has really stood to me and made tonight easier to stomach. It turned a lot of what was anger and mad in the first half into enjoy it. It's going to be fun. It's going to suck when it's over. It's just not going to be entertaining. But you know what? For now, I'm going to enjoy it. And you see the banner on there for a reason. It's thank you, Patriots. I literally am coming on here to say thank you to the New England Patriots for this season, in all honesty. Because this season, honestly, had its ups because the highs were high, but the lows were low. We saw that tonight. But look, we did things that I didn't think we would do. We went on 7-game win streaks. There were games at the beginning of the year, like the game against the Chargers, the game against the Browns, the game against the Titans, the first game in Buffalo, which I wanted to win so badly because of what that game meant at the time. After that, yeah, sure. Did our season kind of go in this way? Did their goes in that way? Absolutely. They also lost to the Bills. They also lost to the Buccaneers, excuse me. The Bills could lose to the Bills. Whoever knows. But my big thing with this season with the Patriots is there's a new purpose behind it, and this is the time where years ago, people have always come to me and said, are you going to be a fan of this team when shit hits the fan, when Tom's gone, you know, when there are struggles and growing pains, something that I've never had to experience as a football fan. Last year, it came at me a little hard. This year, however, is what it is. It came at me hard. Does it suck? Yeah, I'm going to get over it. It's like I said before, though. There are things in life that matter more than football. Like I said, I have a job. I have this podcast where I get to outlet to people. And I have a fiance who loves me. That is right. I got a human girl to love me and say yes to marrying me. That's something I can never hold on to. Actually, I'm just not sure if flash that. She'll get mad at me. Here's the big thing where I look at that with this team. Thank you for the fun and joy. Thank you for the thrills. Thank you for the downs. I'm going to say thank you for the downs. Why? This is a team in their second year of a rebuild. Not a lot of teams in the second year of a rebuild make the playoffs. I would have been happy just to have been in the playoff hunt and been in a position, say, the Denver Broncos were in this year where you're in it until like week 16. That would have been a win in my books. Look. Did we make it to the playoffs? Yes. Did we get our ass kicked in the playoffs? Yes. But you know what? At the end of the day, that does not change my fandom of this team. I'm not going to be on here screaming, fire Belichick, fire sale everyone, get rid of everyone, burn it down to the ground. Absolutely not. No. Why? Because I'm going to make a point right now. This might sound salty, but it's true. The Bills in Josh Allen's first year did not make the playoffs. They weren't even sniffing the playoffs. They made the playoffs in his second year. The fact that the Patriots made the playoffs in Mac Jones' first year starting. His first year, I think, says a lot more than people think. I think tonight can show that, look, he is the franchise quarterback. I don't think that excuse me, in 2024, 2025, whatever it is, we're going to be in a position like the Cleveland Browns are in, like the New York Giants are in, where you're having doubts about your starting quarterback and you're starting to realize, hey, is this the right guy for us? Is this the guy we want leading our team? Because I don't think so. I think this is a team with a God-honest, bright future, and whatever happens, happens. As my Apple Watch decides to go off, and I'm going to miss my goals by... I had 5 days of hitting all three rings. I was told to stand up a bunch. But it didn't happen. No. I sat on the couch. Like I said, I was not going to turn that game off in anger tonight. Because I knew at a point, this is the last time I'm going to see these Patriots until September. Where we're going to be begging for football in a month from now. Because in a month from now is officially the offseason. Look, it's the Patriots offseason has started. We're picking, I think, 21st in the draft. 6 picks higher than last year. Think about that. We're in the 20s in the second year of a rebuild. We could have easily been a team in the teens. We could have easily sold the season out when we were 2-4. But you know what? This is a band of brothers who believed that this team was better than the record stated. We want to go back and look at all the games. Look, went toe-to-toe to Miami in week 1. Beat the Jets week 2. Saints, that game happened. Week 4, we nearly beat the Buccaneers, who could easily be in the Super Bowl again this year. Week 5, we had a little uh-oh against Houston. In week 6, we took a Dallas team that has Super Bowl aspirations this year, to overtime. We beat the Jets we put a 50 burger on the Jets. We took care of the Chargers in LA. We went to Carolina and took care of business. We hung 45 on the Browns after they had an impressive drive on us and went up 7-0. We put 45 on them. Shout out the Falcons. We beat the Titans. Sure, the Titans were unhealthy. You know, Derrick Henry, you know, A.J. Brown. But that's we got to take advantage of teams. Then we go to Buffalo and have one of the wonkiest, weirdest games ever where we beat them. And then the Colts game happened where everyone kind of expected it. Mac had a rookie game. Jonathan Taylor went cuckoo all of us. And then week 16 happened. We had a bit of a bad game. We just had some miscues. There's maybe some suspect calls by refs. I don't want to go too much into that because obviously, God forbid, it hurts my credibility. And then week 17 happens. Whoop the Jaguars, 50-10. I think it was 50-10. I think it was 10. And then I kind of checked out of that game after the third quarter. And then the Miami game happened last week where it just wasn't our week. And then tonight happened where, you know, you go make the playoffs and get your ass kicked. I owned up to it on Twitter. I owned up to it. I sent my congratulations to the one Bills fan who comes on this podcast, Joe Miller, which that probably won't happen anytime soon for obvious reasons, but you know how it is. But for the most part, look, this season was a lot of fun. I know I'm repeating myself a lot, but this is my podcast. If you don't like it, you can stop listening. You clicked play, so thank you for that. My biggest thing with this team is, look, I'm happy to be a fan of the Patriots. I love the New England Patriots. My fiance Jessica and I will be coming down to Foxborough in 2022 for a home game. You can bet that. We were supposed to this year, but then Delta got things kind of weird, so we decided not to. But 2022, I will be attending my first ever game in Foxborough. And I have told her this many times. If I would have proposed in public ever, that would have been one of the places. She thought I was going to hold out for that, but I decided not to. Maybe I'll do it again just for fun and to fuck with people. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you're a Patriots fan tonight, don't be disappointed. You can be disappointed. Be disappointed all you want. Be disappointed about the game. Do not, by any circumstances, be disappointed in this team and the season that they had. Did tonight in the end of the season end on a bad note? Absolutely. But at the same time, too, don't go selling your Patriots gear to be a Bucs fan. Don't be ripping your jersey up and lighting it on fire. Don't be swearing at the players. Don't write any offensive comments or attack Patriots fans on social media. Look, I had it tonight, too. I've had friends come at me. I've had other people come at me in DMs, too. If you want to do that, fine. I'll respond to you. But if it gets a little hasty, you ask for it. But the biggest takeaway I have from this season is there's pieces there to where this can be a successful football team maybe in the next 2 to 3 years. But when I say successful, I don't mean Lombardi's. I just mean consistently winning. Finishing with a plus 500 record. My ceiling for this team this year was 10-5, somewhere, but not 10-5, 10-7 to 11-6. That was my ceiling. My floor for this team was 7-10. So the fact that we finished on the higher end of what my ceiling was, the ceiling. When I had this Patriots team finishing 11-5 last year, because I still had hope and I had delusional cuckoo theories, and I just did not want to buy into the fact that this team sucked. There's going to be some tough questions to answer this offseason, though. There is. But as for the record thing, look, it is what it is. No matter who's on the team next year, we'll see what happens. But look, I hope this guy is. Oh, Matt Judon's on the team. I like Matt Judon. Did he play bad down the stretch? Yeah. You know what? He's a great character. He's a great locker room guy. And when he's on, he's on. But for this team going forward, you can only rely on so much. And you can only know that, look, it's a football team in work. If I had to give a grade for this year, I'd say a B minus. Look, there were some pieces there, but it could have been better. But at the same time, too, you did better than a lot of people thought. So I would have think if you were to grade it in a percentage-wise, I'd say like 70, somewhere between 70 to 75% as a out of 100 if I'm grading everything for the season. Tonight's game, meanwhile, was like a massive failure. But the season as a whole. Because for as negative as I could have been tonight, as I got on Twitter, some of you saw that like the first, second quarter, you start to realize that, look, football is just a small fraction that we think takes up so much of our life. I'm so crazy to the point where I believe that me doing certain things will impact the outcome of the game. Did me ordering the wrong takeout dinner tonight affect the Patriots? Hell no. It's mental. It's all mental. I have to go into next year thinking none of it's mental. I just have to. Because if I do that, I get better. I also went 0 for 6 on betting today. Believe that. I'm doing this for each playoff game. I'm going to take a player from each team to get a touchdown and a prop. I went 0 for 6 today, and I bet Stephon Diggs to get a touchdown when guess who did not score a single touchdown out of 7 touchdowns? It was Stephon Diggs. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? That's my only gripe with the Bills right now. And that, and also, too, the fact that they took the roughing the passer penalty when they were still playing a little too hard late in the game. And then also, too, taking the high hit on Nelson Agholor. Like, don't have to hit him hard. It was like if we gave the ball back and Josh Allen was still in there, I would have been mad. Because I'm like, guys, look, you're up by 30. You're up by 37. You can take your foot off the gas just a little bit. I don't want to make this too long because I don't want to go on for too long. But, look, there's going to be a lot more Patriots talk. There's going to be a lot more conversations to be had this offseason. There's a lot more stuff to be involved with the Patriots. I'm going to get a lot of Patriots people on here to talk. I'm going to send DMs out. We're going to talk. We're going to get stuff rolling. We're going to get the ball rolling on stuff. Because now we're on to the offseason. Next season is a long ways away, so we'll cross that bridge when we get there. My only thing for the offseason is I think we have to revamp the linebacking core. We have to get some younger pieces in at linebacker. Figure out what to do with Chase Winovich, who's really fallen off a cliff this year. And there's some veteran guys out there we have to make decisions on, like Matthew Slater, Dante Hightower, Devin McCourty. Figure out what to do with them. J.C. Jackson's another huge piece of this team we have to figure out what exactly to do with. But for the most part, like it says on the if you're watching on YouTube and like it says on the banner below, thank you, Patriots. Thank you for a great 2021 season. Did it end great? No. I'm calling it great because I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I look forward for every game day that the Patriots are involved in. And it's fun and exciting. I don't really have much else to say. There will be more to be said. We'll get into it more. I just wanted to come on here. I did this after the first loss against Miami. I did this now. Maybe I'll start doing it after every game starting next year. But you know what? Like I said, this and football, Patriots take up way more of my life than it should, but I'd love them for it. I love them for it. And then also, too, like I said, for any Patriots fan out there right now that's feeling down and depressed, just remember, for as much as we love this team, there are more important things in life, and I want you to focus on those for the next few weeks, okay? Because I know, especially the next few days, they're going to be tough. They're going to be a lot tough because it's all you're going to hear about in the media is how, look, we got served our own medicine, how the Bills kicked our ass. It's going to suck. It's going to be a really, really tough pill to swallow. But you know what? Swallow it. Accept it. Because at the end of the day, you can't change what happened. You can't change the outcome of the game. So for all of that, I say thank you. This podcast has been sponsored by SidelineShop.ca. That's where I got this jersey, baby. So if you want a jersey like mine, or actually my fiance bought it for me for Christmas. So if you want a jersey like mine, SidelineShop.ca, tell them Griff sent you. But anyway, guys, thank you very much for listening to episode number 145 of YWC Football Talk. I will be back. I'm going to maybe 2 to 3 episodes this week. More off-season talk, a lot of playoff talk. And I'm going to tell you guys this. It only gets better from here.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
Do, Did, Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.